This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House said Thursday that a private Russian military company, the Wagner Group, took delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea to help bolster Russian forces in Ukraine. The owner of the Wagner Group denied the assertion as gossip and speculation. In a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said North Korea shipped rockets and missiles last month for Wagner Group use in Ukraine.
We assess that the amount of material delivered to Wagner will not change battlefield dynamics in Ukraine, but we are certainly concerned that North Korea is planning to deliver more military equipment. Just like the Russian government, Wagner has been forced to rely on pariah states to enable its campaign there in Ukraine.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 29. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of the motion to concur, in the House amendment to the Senate amendment, number 4 with an amendment, is agreed to.
That's the sound of Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy announcing passage of the funding bill that will avert a partial government shutdown. The U.S. Senate passed the $1.66 trillion spending bill on Thursday and sent it to the U.S. House of Representatives for approval. The legislation provides funding through September 30th of 2023. For the U.S. military and an array of non-military programs. The legislation provides Ukraine with $44.9 billion in wartime aid and bans the use of Chinese-owned social media app TikTok on federal government devices. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just do a search wherever you get your podcasts for VOA News. This is VOA News. Germany arrested a Foreign Intelligence Service agent on Wednesday on suspicion of sharing state secrets with Russia this year, raiding his home and workplace as well as that of another person. The Federal Intelligence Service, or BND, had started its own internal investigation as soon as it became aware of the possibility of treason within its own ranks. This according to BND head Bruno Kahl. When these suspicions hardened up, it called in federal prosecutors. Dozens of Afghan women's rights activists and female students on Thursday staged a protest in Kabul, Takhar, and Nangarhar provinces, demanding that women be allowed access to education and employment. Eyewitnesses say the protests in Kabul were quickly shut down by Taliban security officials and that at least 5 women and a couple of male protesters were arrested. Sources connected to women activists confirmed that 2 of those arrested were later released. The Taliban administration this week announced a ban on university education for women. The ban was announced just a day before the university's final exams on December 20th. Thousands of migrants are gathered alongside both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, waiting to learn if the Title 42 ban on asylum seekers will be lifted or remain in place. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The limitations blocking migrants from coming into the U.S. to seek asylum were slated to be lifted Wednesday, but an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court by conservative-led states has put the health rule and migrants in limbo. Thousands of people gathered in El Paso, Texas already. Thousands more are waiting on the Mexican side of the border. In Juarez,
y tenía temor, pues, de que me sucediera a mí.
Kelly Ruiz, a teacher from Venezuela, says she's afraid if she turns herself in, she'll be turned away, but says she's going to try. Francisco Palacios is with his wife and 3-year-old daughter in Tijuana. He says the family came there from central Mexico 2 weeks ago to escape violence and gangs that have been demanding part of his income. He's already been turned away twice from the San Diego border crossing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian servicemen in the Donetsk region on the front lines welcomed news of more heavy equipment on Thursday, hours after the U.S. announced a new $1.85 billion military aid package. The package was announced after President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress in his first foreign wartime visit. Zelensky told U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday that aid to Ukraine is an investment in democracy rather than just charity. The United States has set about $50 billion in assistance to Kyiv so far. On Wednesday, it pledged to provide Patriot missiles as well. Once again, more on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.